some Teifusen we haven't learned yet. Let us just see the Teifus on the Chavov Amid Aleph. The Gemara said that could be the reason that Chelteis B'loi Misyamais is als Bitl Mitzvah Sivamim. Could be we hold Ein Zike. So there's Bitl Mitzvah Sivamim Dilma Ad Miyabim Chad Mayis Ibach O Kamavatl Mitzvah Sivamim. So the Gemara asks Ihochi if the reason of Chelteis is als Bitl Mitzvah Sivamim. So why do you need Arba Achim? Tlos Anami. Three brothers also should be dinim. Two brothers die. So the third brother is not permitted to be miyabim to any of the sisters. Al bitla mitzvah yibamim. So the Gemara says, Loi mi boi kamrin, Loi mi boi tloso, the badai bitla mitzvah yibamim. Abul dal lamisa loi chashinan kamash malam. That's the chiddush that afilu by dalad achim, which the whole bitl mitzvah yibamim will only come about if chayshina lamisa. It tells us chayshina lamisha. Let us see Taisus. Ihochi tlosanami. So Taisus says iamrit bishloime yesike. Now ihochi means like this: if you hold yesike, it's good. I understand why it says four. Niche. The Noket Arbo Lashmiina. So it's telling us four brothers. Lashmiina dafilu betrei yezike. It's coming to tell us a chiddush that even by two brothers, we assume that both sisters are zokup to each one, which is a chiddush already. By one brother, Fashteitzach, the both sisters are Zok. The Chiddush is that by two, there's also the Nyezik. Ela Ein Zik, but if we hold Ein Zik, V'tayma Mishum Bitlu Mitzvah Yevamim, is Lishmein in Tlosa. So let him tell us by three. The Hava Revusa Tvei, the Osa Levatel. That afilu by three, there's also a bitl mitzvah yibam. Afal gav decho de minayu loichazi liyavumim. Even though one hizicha can't be miyam, one hizicha not roi liyavum. Afal pikein, there's a din of bitl mitzvah yibam. Vecholshkein bidalit, an avadi gevis, by four brothers, the shteim ruyis lehisyabim, they're both are royal isyabim, ze achas, ze achas, the also. So let's explain this for 1 minute. Taisvis is saying as follows. We had mentioned the svare, a chalitza psula, we learned on the Afrovova Medbeis, there's a chalitza psula and a chalitza ksheire. And we mentioned Rab Shimon says, a chalitza ksheire, if it could be miyabim, is chalitza b'mokim yibum kaime. So the chalitza is also a yibum. It's also a psa yibum azah. And therefore, it's masalik. The ishis from the other yavam. That's a chalitza ksheire. So a chalitza is like a yibum and a get. So, in a chalitza ksheh, chalitza b'mokim, yibum kaimus, you have a mitzvah of yibum. A chalitza psula is a chalitza that b'chlau is not royally yibum, you can't make yibum. So that chalitza is only a matir. She's a yibum ulashuk. So the chalitza that you're giving is just in order to be matir to be able to get married. So Mamela, so Taisus is saying a beautiful svar. So Taisus is saying as follows. When you have four brothers, as two brothers die, now you have two sisters falling to two brothers. Now, you have Levi, Yehuda, and Rochel and Levi. So, theoretically, without Leicha Shlamise, so Levi could be Miyam Rochel, Yehuda could be miyabim Levi, no problem. So be'etzem it shayich mitzvahs yibum by both. So memele. So the chalitze, when you give a chalitze, so it's also a chalitze b'makim yibum kaime. So the chalitze is also a mitzvah of yibum. So therefore, there is a din osa levatel mitzvahs yibumim. So then, we don't want to be mevatel a mitzvah. That means that Rochel is ru'uyah le'mitzvah sibum. Leia is ru'uyah le'mitzvah sibum. So le'maise, so if Levi will be miyabim Rochel, so he was mevatel mitzvah sibum from Leia, if Yehuda will die. So there is an, so we hear there's an inyan of bitl mitzvah sibumim. But what if you have only three brothers? So, in two sisters fall to one brother, so a mitzvah yibum on the second one is impossible. That means, there can't be a mitzvah yibum on the second one. B'cholayfe. That means, afafila, I'll give chalitze, so the other one's a chayis chalutzasai. There can't be a mitzvah yibum on both of them. So my rash, my rash, if I'm miyabim one already, what am I mevatel? That means I'd have a havamine, that the whole din of bitl mitzvahs yevomim only applies when the chalitze that will be given to the second one, which I don't even mevatel that chalitze, that's one accomplished. That chalitze is a chalitze of chalitze b'bakim yevom kaimah, that's a mitzvah. So if it could be, if I could have a chalitze in her, which is b'mokim yibum, so then I'm chayish. Then I'm chayish for the bitul mitzvahs yivamim. But if there's only one brother, left, so a mitzvah yibum on the second one can never be in this kaim. So there never be a mitzvah yibum. There only be a matter of chalitza. And so if she'll become an elvis, also become mutter. So my rash to make a chalitza on the second one. I would think there's no big deal to make a chalitza on the second one. So the Gemara says, Akel, so tell me by three that there's a bitul mitzvah yibum. Okay, this is beautiful Taisus. No, the Gemara said, he wants to tell us another Chiddush. He wants to tell us that by four, there's also a bitul mitzvah yevomim, because chashin in shema yomus. So that's the shakla v'tarya of the Gemara. Now someone once asked, Amira de Kekashe, we have to understand Taisus. Because by four brothers, the bitul mitzvah yibum is on the first one. We're saying the first one should not make yibum because by making yibum, he'll be mevatel the mitzvahs yibum from mevatel mitzvahs yibumim from the second one. So what should he do? He should make chalitza. So Taisus is saying, so that already is not, so Taisus says by three brothers, that's not called a bitul mitzvah yevomim. We're saying because the side by side, there's no mitzvah yevomim by the second one because she's an achayis chalitza. She's not a bas yibum. She don't say chalitza b'mokim yibum kaime. So be'emesin, this is by four brothers also, because mitzad the brother that's giving chalitza, there'll never be a bitul mitzvah yevomim. Because if he gives chalitza, there's also no mitzvah yevomim. If the other brother will be miyabim, so then there'll be a kiyum mitzvah yevomim until he makes yibum. The whole inyan of four is we take into consideration maybe one brother will die, so we have the three. And if by three you don't have bitul mitzvahs yevomim, I mean, if that was a chiddush, so you say four, you have everything. So what's the kasha to say three? L'chayri, you have to understand taisvis. That means in the, or maybe that's, I mean, if the whole bittul mitzvahs yevamim by four brothers is if I assume that there won't be the fourth brother. And the whole bit of mitzvah yibumim is that he'll make yibum, so there won't be any mitzvah yibum on the second one, on her sister. So we're telling him to make chalitza, and if he makes chalitza, there's also no mitzvah yibum, because she's an achayis chalutza. So you have to understand Taisvis. Va'oida marid the motzi lefarish, the salke daita hashte de chashine lemisa de trei kemoi lemisa de chat. The Gemara held that if you're working with chashine lemisa, so chashine lemisa is yechayish by the misa of two also. Lochi porech ihochi tlosa nami. Keep it. That means like this. Keep it loy osa lashmine chidish of shash misa. If he wants to tell me the chidish of chashine lemisa, so let him tell us by five brothers. Mida loy noket chamisha dav rebusa tvei. El lashmine. He's not going into this. El lashmine da osa levato. Zayoch lashmine nafilu bitloso. Sometimes he wants to tell us the din of bitl mitzvah yevamis, and he can tell us by three also. If you want to tell us chidushim, that chashin elamisa, so tell us by five. So the Gemara answers, no, five is loy chashin elamisa, and by four it is chashin elamisa. Now, let us just go quickly over the Gemara to where we learned yesterday, then we'll finish the Gemara, and then we'll try to learn some of the Taisusim. But we have to have the Gemara on our heads in order to appreciate the Taisusim. Omar Rove Baravuna Marav, Sholish Achoyois, Yevomei Shenoflo Lifnei Shnei Achim Yevomim. The three sisters fell to two brothers, Zecholitz La'achas, Zecholitz La'achat. So each brother gives Chalitze to one Yevome, which is no problem. And then Tzois, and the third one, Tzricha Chalitze Mishnei. And the third one needs Chalitze from both. Omalei Rabbe, mid the Kamrit and Tzois, Tzricha Chalitze Mishnei. If you say, so we understand that the third one needs chalitza from both, because since each one gave chalitza to one sister, so now this third sister is nachayis chalitza, so it's a chalitza psule, and the chalitza psule, the chalitza psule can only pato the zika of the chalitz, but can't pato the zika of the other yavim. That's why the other yavim most is to give chalitza. Is mi de ka'amret emtsoi sricha chalitza mishnei, kasavres yesh zike, so you hold yesh zike, so that means each yavam has a zike in the third sister, v'havelo chalitza psul, and it is a chalitza psul, and a chalitza psul cannot be mafkia the zike of the other yavam, is therefore v'chalitza psul tzricha lachzer al kol ha'achim. So I see that Rav holds that yes, zike, and since yes, zike, so a chalitza psula, you need a chizur on kolach. So the Gemara asked the Yehochi, if we hold that chalitza psula needs chizur on kolach, and Yehochi kamay senami, so the first two also, it's a chalitza psula, because the first two, you cannot be meyabim, they're achais zikukosei. So memele, so it's a chalitza psule. So the first two also you need chalitza mishnei ha'achim. So the Gemara says, idunafu babasacha sachinami. If all three was zakuk before someone gave chalitza, so you're 100% right, then all three sisters need chalitza from both brothers. Now we're speaking about that it was nafal bezuachazu, that when one sister fell, the other one didn't fall yet. And when one sister fell, so one yavam gave her chalitza. So that wasn't a chalitza psula, that was a good chalitza. The first one fell, the first sister fell, so Ruven gave her chalitza. The second, so that was a chalitza ksheira. The second sister fell, chalitza shimon, also chalitza ksheira. Now the third sister fell, This is a chalitza psule because she's an achayis chalutza to both of them. Cholatz lahai mafke zika soy. So Reuven gives chalitza, he takes off his zika, his ishes. Cholatz lahai mafke zika soy. So that is pshat in Rav. Rav holds yesh zika, and since she holds yesh zika, so a chalitza psule tzarech lachzor al kolach. So the Gemara asks, "Vama Rav ein zike? Rav God holds ein zike. So if you hold ein zike, there's no problem. So one chalitza should be sufficient." So Gemara says, "Ladivroim yesh zike koma." Rav is saying, "If you hold yesh zike, the din will be that emtzoi sricha chalitza mishnei ha'achim." Ushmuel omar echad chalitz lekulam. Shmuel said that one brother can give chalitza to all three. So the Gemara asks, "Michdei shemini l'lishmu dom chalitza mal yabinam." So what is the chiddush of Shmuel? So Shmuel is saying a double chiddush. The one chiddush Shmuel is saying that echad chalitz l'kulam, that even though the second one, the second sister, and the third sister zicha chalitza psula, it is also sufficient for one Yavam to give. You don't need that each brother should give chalitz, even though it's a chalitz psula. That's number one. And number two, Shmuel sang a second chiddush, that the second sister, even though by the first chalitz it is a chalitz psula, and by the other brother he could now make a chalitz kshere, it doesn't matter. You don't need to make a chalitz kshere. As long as a chalitz is being given, even a chalitz kodo. These are the two chidushim of Shmuel. Shmuel ama echad chalitz lekulam. So the Gemara says, the second chidush of Shmuel, mechdei shamin elei l'shmuel, da oma chalitz ma'al yabinam. If one can have a good chalitz, and one can't have such a good chalitz, so you have to make chalitza with the one that can have a good chalitza. The Omar Shmuel, cholatz lachoyes, Shmuel had said, we gave chalitza lachoyes, le niftaru tzores. That if you give chalitza to the achoyes are achoyesiku kosoi, le nifta, so that's klisha zikosam. So, le niftaru tzores. Here we're talking about, about two sisters that fell to one brother. So the two sisters are, each one is achoyseku kosa, is cholatz lachoyes, loy niftaru tzores. Because the zike of the tzores is stronger than the zike of the achoyes. So memele, so you see, and we were mamtik yesterday with the Ritve, if the lomdis of the chalutze shlichuse the tzores ka'obde, that the chalitze that's done in her helps for the tzore, so a chalitze geruah cannot help for a tzore who you could make a chalitze ma'alye. So memele, so the Ritve says, so the shame shaila is, how could Reuven give chalitza to the second sister, if the chalitza shlichus of the achim, if the brother can make a good chalitza. The brother, it's a chalitza ksheire, by him it's a chalitza psulim. So how does this Shmuel stim with this Shmuel? Heche de kaima chalitza de shimon chalitza ksheire, chalitz la Reuven chalitza psula, so that's the kasha. How do we understand this chiddush of Shmuel? So the Gemara answered, my echad chalitz la kula nami de koma em tzois. No, it means that one brother can give chalitza to the first and the third. To the second he can't give, because that's right, if Shimon can give a chalitza ksheira, Reuven can give a chalitza psula. But the third, both of them can give a chalitza psula, and the Shmuel is coming to tell us that by a chalitza psula, there's not enough chizar ala achim, and one brother gives chalitza and one chalitza can give chalitza by a chalitza psula. He's chalik on the lomdus of Rav, that a chalitza psula needs chizar mikol achim. So the Gemara says that's very nice, but that's not that doesn't lie in the lashon of Shmuel. Shmuel said, Echad chalitz lekulam. One brother can give chalitza to all three. So the Gemara says, Kiven derube gabei kori lekulam. No, you have to learn this with a grain of salt, rube kekulam. That means since he is giving chalitza to two of the three sisters, so that's called Echad chalitz lekulam. V'boyis eime. Now the Gemara says a second teretz. Ki komar Shmuel chalitza ma'al yabinu. When does Shmuel hold? That is a din chalitza ma'al yabinin. Hani milu lemifta tzorosa. That means if the tzore can get a better chalitza, the tzore can make a chalitza ma'al yabinin. And in the achayis, you can't make a chalitza ma'al yabinin. So then the din is chalitza la'achayis le'nifta ru'tzores. Avo mifter in nafshe, but when we're just speaking about the chalutza lein, and here the shaila is, he can make a chalitza group psula, and the brother can make a chalitza ksheirim, avo mifter in nafshe, potra. But legabi, the chalutza alone, it doesn't matter from who shall get a chalitza, from who shall get a chalitza psula from one brother, that's also sufficient. We mentioned yesterday that this svara is difficult to understand because l'chayre, the same way the tzore is niftar als chalutze shlichuse, the tzore is ka'ovdi, so that's the same way all the brothers become niftar, that the chalutze shlichuse ba'achem. So by the shlichus of the tzore, there the din is if the tzore can get a better chalutze. So the chalutza will not pata, the chalitza of the chalutza, the chalitza of psula will not pata the tzore. And why? By the achim, if one ach can give a better chalitza, here we do say that as long as a chalitza was given, even though it's a chalitza psula, so that patos the zika from all the achim. Akaponim, that's what the Gemara says. Gufe. Now the Gemara brings down the memory of Shmuel. Omer Shmuel, cholotz l'achoyis, l'nifteru l'tzoreis, l'tzoreis nifteru achoyis. That, cholotz l'balas haget, l'nifteru tzore, l'tzore, nifteru balas haget. Cholotz l'balas ha-maima, l'nifteru tzore, l'tzore, nifteru balas ha-maima. That's what we were up to yesterday. So now the Gemara starts explaining this member of Shmuel. Maishna la'achoyes deloy nifteru tzores. Why does Shmuel hold that if it's cholatz la'achoyes loy nifteru tzores, the havi lo achoyes isha bezike, because the achoyes is an achoyes isha bezike, she's achoyes kukosai. So memele, so it's a chalitza psula. So memele, the chalitza psula that he makes in the achois cannot pater the tzore. Now the Gemara held, what is the tzore? The tzore is a tzores achois kuka. She's a tzores elder. The tzore is the same darge as the yerve, just like an erve is not skuke, a tzore's erve is also not skuke. So if you're telling me that cholatz la'achos lo nifteru tzores, so in other words, you're telling me that if by both of them you can only make a chalitza psula, you have to make a chalitza by both of them. That's why cholatz la'achos lo nifteru tzores. So a bezai, so backwards also shouldn't work. Cholatz l'tzoris nami l'nifteru achis. So then the din should be cholatz l'tzoris nami l'nifteru achis. Da'av l'tzoris achis isha bezike. She's a tzoris erve, so she's this tzoris erve kerve, tzoris erve mokim erve kaime. So why, when you give chalitza to the tzore, it patters the achos? You give chalitza to the achos, it doesn't patter the tzore. They're the same darge. She's a nerve and she's a tzore serve. Both are chalitza psula. So the Gemara says, Kosovo Shmuel ain't zikit. Shmuel holds Ein Zikin. So we're not finished yet why, how it's good now. But the Gemara is saying Shmuel holds Ein Zikin. So the Achois is not Achois Sekuke. The Tzore is not a Tzores Achois Sekuke. And it's another parish in Gans. But we'll see later soon what Shmuel holds. So the Gemara says, Go'omar Shmuel Yesike. What do you mean Shmuel holds Ein Zikin? Shmuel holds Yesike. Now, the Shmuel means to say, according to the man, the Omar that holds Ein Zikin, so then the din will be, Cholatz Li'achis L'Niftur Tzoros, Cholatz Tzoros Niftur Achis. So the Gemara says, now let's understand this. Ihochi, Cholatz La'achis Amayle Niftur Tzoros, we hold Ein Zikin. So L'Chayre, there's two sisters that fell, and each sister had a tzore. Now, the Gemara assumes that Leah fell first, and then Rachel fell. So the Gemara says like this. So, Bishloime, and he gave Chalitza to Leah, and then he gave Chalitza to Rachel. So, it comes out as follows. When he gave Chalitza to Leah, so there's nothing, if you hold Ein Zikin, there's not, it's a beautiful chalitza. It's, he gave chalitza to Leia, so it's a kosher chalitza. He gives chalitza to Rochel, Rochel is the second one, so that's a chalitza psul already. Rochel is a chalitza psul because she's an achayis chalitza. So the Gemara says like this, so bishloime, now, I understand the second half. That means that Cholatz La'achiyos La'niftaru Tzores, by Tzored the Rochel, I understand, because Rochel is a Chalitza Psula, so can Pata HaTzored, the Kivan the Cholatz La'lalei, since he first gave Chalitza Talei, Vahoda Cholatz La'rochel, and afterwards he gave Chalitza to Rochel, Havi lo chalitza de rochel chalitza psula. So the chalitza de rochel is a chalitza psula. So you tell me a chalitza psula cannot part of the tzor. Now the tzor of the leyen, but the tzor of leyen, tipta. Leyen had a geherige chalitza. Nothing was wrong with leyen. We hold ein zike. So when leyen fell a yibum, Leia, there's a Gehara Gezike. So Mamele gave Chalitza to Leia. So why doesn't the Pata Hatzara? What's wrong with the Chalitza of Leia? So the Gemara says, you're right, 100%. Shmuel never said that Tzoras Leia would not be Gepatel. Tzoras Leia was not be Gepatel because you're 100% right. Maile nifter tzores nami de koma a tzore de rochel. He's only talking about tzore de rochel. That means that after he gave Leia chalitza, so now rochel became an achreis chalutzosoi. So now the chalitza of rochel is a chalitza psula. So if you give a chalitza psula to rochel, he can't pata the tzore. So the Gemara first asks a dig de kashe, but tzorois koma, cholatz la'achiyois, le'nifteru tzorois. The mother's asking on the achiyois, it's also loshen la'am. The mother's asking, but tzorois koma, where's the tzorois? There's only one tzorois. If it's going on the chalitza of lei and the chalitza of rochel, so we say that the tzorois of lei and rochel, don't become pater from the chalitza of Leia and Rochel. But if you tell me that the tzora of Leia becomes gepatered with Leia's chalitza, so the whole problem is the tzora of Rochel. So what's leinifteru tzorois? So the Gemara says, Tzoros Dalma. In the Chanami, that doesn't mean in every case will there be such an Indian that there'll be a second sister and she'll be in a Chais Chalutze, so her Tzoros will not be gepatot with her Chalitze. Ihochi, So the Gemara asked, fine. Okay, so you're telling me that Shmuel is only speaking about the chalitza that was given to Rachel. And that's a chalitza psula, because Rachel is an achis chalutza, so it can't pater her tzara. Fine. But let's go a little further. Shmuel also said, chalatz letzoreis, niftru achies. So even though the chalitza tzara doesn't pater, even though the chalitza achies doesn't pater the tzara, but chalitza tzara paters the achies. Now, so we're speaking about Rachel. That's what we're speaking about. By Leah, it's very good. Chlitzis Leah will pata the Tzorah, the Chlitzis Tzorah will pata Leah. So we're only speaking about Rochel. Yehochi, Cholat L'Tzoris Niftur Achyois, Batzoris Rochel Mi Miftere, with the Chalitza, that he'll give to the Tzorah of Rochel, will Rochel then become pata? For Snan, we learned a Mishneh also Odom bitzoras krevas chalutzosoy. One is not permitted to marry the tzore of the kreve of his chalutza, which means that if he gave chalitza to Leah, so the krevas chalutzosoy is Rachel. And one is not permitted to marry the tzorah of that kreva. Let's not get into the sugya why Chazal asked. But he's not allowed to marry tzorah's krevas chalutzosi. So now. So the tzorah of Rachel is allowed by Sibum. He can't be miyabim ho. Also, other tzorah's krevas chalutzosi. So by her, it's also a chalitza psula. It's also a chalitza psula. So what's Shatan Shmuel? Shmuel said, that the cholatz la'achiyos le'nifteru tzoras. I understand that. Achiyos means rochel. Rochel is a chalitza psula because she's a chayis chalutzosa. So give chalitza to rochel, it won't pater the tzor. Beautiful. But let's go further. Cholatz le'tzoros nifteru achiyos. If he gave chalitza to the tzor of rochel, Rachel will be potter. The tzor of Rachel is also a chalitza psula. He's not allowed to be miyabim her. She's tzoras krevas chalutzosoy. So what's pshat in Shmuel? Vosnan also odom betzoras krevas chalutzosoy. So it's bitter. So this pshat is also no good. Let us see. The Rashi. Before we go further. So the Gemara asked in the beginning, what was the difference? He says, Cholatz letzoris nifto achies. So the Gemara asked, Tahavi achies ishe bezike, gave boili yibumi le mozi, lohochi griya chalitzos, ishe zalav basibum, tzoris nami, a tzoris achaisekukehi. She's a tzora vachaisekuke, basirili yibumi, also can be miyab matzora. The tzore b'mokim erve kaime. So why is cholatz letzore is nifturu achis? For some of us, yodz ein zike. Vom mashmu v'peg beis, yohi de ein zike cholatz la'achiyot shechalitza higenesim. So he made a good chalitza, yodz ein zike. So why when he gives chalitza to Leah, why can he pata the tzore? Bishleim etzore de rochel, de cholatz abachroin he gave that he gave Rochel Chalitza Bachroine Leitifta, so her Tzorah can be Nifta with Rochel's Chalitza. The Chalitza de Rochel Grua Havoy, it's a Chalitza Grua. The boy Leivumi Leimotzi can be Miab, Nachoiz Chalutzosi, that's a Chalitza Grua. El Tzorah de Leitifta, but the Tzorah of Leitifta, the Chalitza's Leia Ksheirei. The chalitza of Leah is kosher. The other boy much liyabumi. He could be miyabim Leah. If he holds ein zik, he could be miyabim Leah. So Mo says, we're only talking about the tzor of Rochel. I says, tzor is down, mekleim, akaleicha, the misrame, ki ay gavne. When the achais will be, an achais chalutza, leinif tru tzor is shalachoinim. Ihochi the tzoris the koma shmur betzore de rochu, so the tzoris we're speaking about is the tzore de rochu, shecholza bachroine koma. So how do we understand the second din that shmur said, cholat so tzoris niftru achies bit mir, tricholat so tzoris achais chalutze, niftru achais achalutze, atzore de rochu mi miftere, Achalitze de tzore, the chalitze that will be given to the tzore of Rochel, mi mifter a Rochel, was nan we learned by Achalitz, osa, odom, betzoras, krevas, chalutzosoi. Vafilu lo yoiso tzorosa meyochi, vafilu, she wasn't a tzore from the same brother. Elaminochi, but a person is not permitted to marry Tzoras Kaibus Khalutzosi, the time also meforish, Wachinami, Yabe Boili Bumile Motzi, so he can be Miyabim the Tzore also, so if he can't Miyabim the Tzore, if he can't be Miyabim the Tzore, so it's a Chlitze Psula, so why is Cholatzo Tzore is Nifturu Achoyes? That's the Gemara's Kash. So the Gemara falls up, falls off from this Pshar. So the Gemara says, no, Shmuel nami hischil v'loy hischil koma. Shmuel, you have to learn the words of Shmuel, tzore, cholatz, l'achis, l'niftur, tzores, l'tzores, niftur, achis, he means what he started with. If he started with the tzores, is l'niftur, achis, if he started with the achis, l'niftur, tzores, if he started with the tzores, is niftur, achis. Let's see. If he started to give chalitze with one of the sisters, is lo yigmer, so he can't be goymer betzores. That means for the chalitze, lo yigmer betzores. Let's see what Rashi says. Lo yigmer betzores. Tisnan. So he can't give the second chalitza afilu with the tzore. This nan osar odom betzores kreves chalutzosi. That means if he started with, he gave first chalitza to Leia. So now, Rochel is achois chalutzosi. Rochel tzore is tzoras kreves chalutzosi. So memele hischel ba'achoyis lo yigmer b'tzores. That means he won't be, the chalitza he'll give to tzores rochel also won't pata rochel, because it's a chalitza psula. Hischel b'tzores, but what if the first chalitza he gave was to tzores leyem, is yigmer, so now the second chalitza yigmer av ba'achoyis. So now if he gave first chalitza to tzores leyem, so now, the from the second bias, he can give lechatchila chalitza to Rochel. Yigma av b'achoyes, this nan, muter odom bekroivas tzoras chalutzosai. A person is muter in the kroiva of the tzora of his chalutza, which means, if he started off by giving chalitza to tzoras leye, so leye is tzoras chalutzosei. He gave chalitza to tzoras leye. So leye is tzoras chalutzosei. And rochel is kreivas tzoras chalutzosei. And it's mutter. So, Bekitzer, so now we have a new pshat in Shmuel. Shmuel, Hischel, Bloy Hischel, Koma. So, Bekitzer, Shmuel said as follows. You have two sisters fell, and each sister had a tzorah. There was Leah, Rochel, and Leah the tzorah, and Rochel had a tzorah. So Shmuel said as follows, if you started off your first chalitza was with Leah, so Memele, the whole bias of Rochel is a chalitza psula. Rochel is a chais chalutzosai. Tzoras Rochel is tzoras kreivas chalutzosai. So all of them you can't be miyab, so Memele, so then you'll have to give chalitza to each one of them. So if you started with the achoyes, then, lo yigmer afilu betzores, you'll have to give each one bazunda. But if you started with the tzores, you started, the first chalitza was given with to tzoras leye, so then you can give the second chalitza to Rachel, because Rachel is kreivas tzoras chalutzose, which is muta, you can give to Rachel, you can give to Rachel's tzore, and it's a chalitza ksheira. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Yisrael b'achoye shecholatz l'leye l'yime b'tzoris l'potra chalitzas tzora de rochel es rochel. The tzora of the chalitz of the tzora of rochel will not pata rochel. This nan osar odom b'tzoras kreivas chalutzos b'choshkin l'yime b'achoye. He can give chalitze to Rachel alone also. The chalitze is Rachel emifter et zorah. The lav chalitze mal yose. It's not a good chalitze. The achoyz chalitze osehu. El shteyim tzrichoyz chalitze. Both of them need chalitze. Yisrael b'tzoris. What happens if it was Yisrael b'tzoris? Shecholatz t'zoras leye. Is Yigmerav Bachoyis. So then the second bias, he can give chalitza even to Rachel. Imrotz alachetz l'Rachel nifteret zarosa. Va'af al-gav de Rachel kreivas leye. Rachel is the kreiva of leye shehi tzoras chalutzosai. Leye is tzoras chalutzosai. He gave chalitza to tzoras leye. So leye is tzoras chalutzosai, and Rachel is kreivas tzoras chalutzosai. Legriye b'hochi, that doesn't make any problems. This nan muta odom b'kreivas tzoras chalutzosai, b'chinami. Given the ein zike, since we hold ein zike, he have a boy li yibu mi l'rochel miyab. So if he wanted to give him miyab rochel, there's nothing wrong with rochel. V'chosh gen goma betzores rochel, v'loi berochel, de shviche mil setvetz. It's in goma hudadik, glat kosher. No problem. So now we have here a new pshat in Shmuel. And now we understand Shmuel. Yisrael b'achoyis la yigmer b'tzores, Yisrael b'tzores, yigmer af b'achoyis. Rav Ashi yoma. Now Rav Ashi comes to say, let's learn Pashat Pshat. Lo'ilam k'deka amret. The way we said in the beginning, there's two sisters, and each sister has a tzore, and each sister is an erve, each sister is an achoyis zekuke. Now you ask the kasha, why is cholatz l'tzoreis nifturu achoyes? The tzoreis are a tzores erve, and tzore b'mokim erve kaime. So why is the chalitzes, why does the chalitza of the tzoreis pater the achoyes? It's also chalitza psula. So Avashi says, the loy alime zike l'shvuye l'tzora ke'erve. That means this erve, the achoyes, which are aroyes. What kind of a erve are they? It's achoyes zikukosoi. So that means the din zike is making each sister an erve. Achoyes zikukosoi. Is loy alimo zike, zike is not strong enough lishvoyu litzore ke'erve, to make the tzore an erve. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, lo'ilom kedoma Shmuel bereish, like Shmuel said in the beginning, cholatz la'choyois le'nifteru tzores, mishum di'yei zike, we hold ye zike. V'chalitzes achoyis gerua. If you give chalitza to any one of the sisters, it's gerua. V'afilu tzoras leye loy miftero. Tzoras leye is also loy mifter, because leye is achoyis kukase. Cholatz letzoreis nifteru achoyis. But if you give chalitza to the tzoras nifteru achoyis, the chalitzoson mishubochois mishel achoyis, because the achalitze of the tzores are better than the chalitze of the achoyis. Udekashlach, you ask the kasha, why is it better? Have it tzoris, achois, isha, bezika. They're a tzoris elva. Why is it better? She's an elva and she's a tzoris elva. Vahav ye ki achois, ziku ke gufe. Loihi. No, no, it's not kasha. Mishum de loi ali mezike leshavye letzore ki erve, because zike is not strong enough to make the tzore an erve. Legozu chachomim elo ba'achois zikuko. Now I'd like to just speak 2 minutes on what Rashi is saying here, what the Gemara is saying over here. That means this Gemara seems to be saying, listen, the achois zikuke is an elve. The whole zik is only a drabona de kezach. So if we would want, we could learn pshat in the Gemara. So they only said zike makes her an elve an achois zikuke. Lagabi herself. But to make the tzor an elve, to make her a tzoras elve, they never said so. The whole thing is that the rabbonon, so they only said she's also. They didn't say that the tzoras also. That would seem, we'll see in Tosfos, Tosfos seems to say that yelad lechatchila to be miyabim the tzoras. She's not, she doesn't have a din of a tzoras elve. They only gave the achos a din of an elve. The tzor, he never gave a din of a tzoras elve. The whole thing is that the rabbonon, lo yelim ezikil leshavi letzorek elve. But we have to understand, Rashi al-Kochach did not learn like that. Because Rashi in the beginning of the Sugya says as follows. When Rashi, the first Rashi on the Omid, so Rashi says as follows. Cholatz la'achoyesh, shtei achoyesh shenoflo lefonov mishnei achim, v'chol achas tzorosa ima, each sister fell with a tzor, v'cholatz la'achoyesh laniftur tzorosayim. Since it can't be miyabim the achis zekuke, so it's a chlitza psula. Eliyachleitz letzores v'yifturu achis. So Rashi asks, v'af agav the tzores nami ave boy loyhave miyabim. It can't be miyabim the tzores either. Miyukal isuram mishel achis. But there iser is a little kill from the achis. Hilkach avchlitzosam mishubochis, mishel achis bohochim eforesh lakamam. So Rashi here is bringing this, Rashi is bringing now Ravashi. So Rashi is saying over, so from Rashi we see klo, that the tzore you also can be miyabim. You can't be miyab the tzor. That's Rashi's kasha. V'av agav the tzor is na miyab a boy lehav miyab. You can't be miyab the tzor. Now why can't you be miyab the tzor? Because she's a tzor herself. But it's a gringer iser than the yerbe. So a shame shemayim. I mean, what is this? We're splitting the hair. She's a tzor herself, but it's a gringer iser. Elulei de Mistafina, I think Pshat and Rashi is, we had mentioned many times in the Mesechta that there's two types of an Eishes Och. There's an Eishes Och that you're not permitted to be Miyabim, and there's an Eishes Och that has a Teiris Erve, that has a Teiris Erve. We have a whole shakla v'tarya, if an islandess will patter a tzor, maybe she's not an Ervin Gansen, even though there's Eishes Och. A balasnai will patter a tzor. Chai v'yese could be there's Eishes Och, and they won't patter a tzor. Al Kaponim, we had said that there's a din, there's an Eishes Och, that didn't become mutter, but it doesn't have a teiris erve. And then there's a din, the din of tzoras erve, the mokim erve kaimi, that the tzore is also an erve. The tzore gets a din erve. That is the chiddush of litzrer, that the erve makes the eishes och also for an erve. The erve makes the eishes och of the tzore also for an erve. That is the din. An erve is mufke min hayibum. That's a din erve. That's where patros a tzore. A tzore, if she gets a din erve, she's also mufke min hayibum. If she doesn't get a din erve, so pshat is, you can't be miyabim her. There's an eishes och.
Teshesach didn't become mutter, but it's not, it's mutke min a yibum. You have a mitzvah of yibum and an obstacle in front of you. I'm not allowed to be miyabum. That is the difference. So it could be that is what the Gemara is saying over here. The Gemara says, Rashi lem shat, that le'alim mezike le'shavye le'tzore ke'elve. Zika is not strong. Zika, we said that the Achais Kuke is an elve, and the Achais Kuke will patel the tzore for mitzvah yibum. There won't be a mitzvah yibum, and you won't have a heter to be miyabim. But it won't make the shesach for an elve. Le'alim is Zika, so the lashon of the Gemara is very meduyik. It doesn't say le'alim is Zika lesser as the tzore. The Zika asks the tzore. She's called a tzore as a chayzikukim. But an elve she's not. So it could be that's the pshar in Rashi. To be miyabim the tzore, you can't be miyabim the tzore. Because the elve patas the tzore minayibim. Aval pikein, aber an elve she doesn't have. So lemaise, so she is more as the kuke than the elve alone. So that's why Rashi says, chlitzosa mishubachas mishalachoyis. That could be, that is pshat in Rabash. Zogte gemore weiter. Tanya kevose de Rabash. We learned a raya to Rabash. We learned a baraisa. Cholatz la'achyois loy nifteru tzoris. Letzoreis nifteru achyeis the keranoir is moichik tohon. Late in the sugya we see that tohos should be nimchak. So we have a baraisa. The baraisa says, you give chalitza to the achyeis, the tzores don't become potter. Give chalitza to the tzores, nifteru achyeis. My time, so this is klara diburim. And that's where one of the Rishonim speaks out. He can't say hischa, but hischa, this is a baraisa. A baraisa has to be klara diburim. So memeila, my time. So how do we understand this halacha? Lav mishum de kasova yesh zike. That the time of the baraisa holds yesh zike. Blay alim zike l'shavi l'tzor ke'erbe. So we see klar. Shmuel's halacha, it says in the baraisa. No, it's going according to Beis Shammai. This Barais is going to Beis Shammai. That means, we rest the kasha, it doesn't make sense. If the Achais is an Elbe, so the Tzor is a Tzor's Elbe. So you found me a Barais. So I'll tell you, no, Pshat, the Barais is. The Barais is going according to Beis Shammai. That Beis Shammai holds that a Tzor's Elbe, you'll have to be Miyavim. So Memelus is beautiful. Cholatz letzores niftru achyes, because the tzores is a chalitza ksheira. Cholatz lachis niftru letzores. She bring me right from the bereis. The bereis is going according to Beis Shammai. Homoni Beis Shammai, this non Beis Shammai matirin atzores lachis. So the Gemara says, ooh, it's going according to Beis Shammai. Iyochi yivu minami tishabim. Why did it say, Cholatz letzores niftru achoyos. Why did it say cholatz letzores? It should have said you'll have to be miyam the tzores. Why did it say cholatz letzores? If it's going according to Beis Shammai, so the Gemara says it's going to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Omar boy and the sakim lam letzores sheichelzus loy misyamis. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri had wanted to make shalom al Yisrael. He said, "Let there shouldn't be such a big machlokes. Let's be misakin that you give chalitza to all the tzores." But it's going according to Beis Shammai. But if it's according to Beis Shammai, you only give chalitza to tzores elba. You're not miyam at tzores elba. So the Gemara asks for Omar Mala Hispik Ligmer Asadova Chinitva Shah. I mean Rabbi Yechim Nur had wanted to make such a suggestion, such a hatzor, but Lamaise he never was zoiche to fear duchnes hatzor. He wanted to do it in Lehispik Ligma, but afterwards, in the later generations, they taka made this takone, that I feel according to Beis Shammai, you only give chalitza to Tzores Elve, and you don't make yibum on the Tzores Elve. Let us see Rashi, Tzores La'achin, that Beis Shammai was matter the tzores lachem, afilu tzores achayis ishi shori liivu mi, afilu a tzore panavila, v'yilat bimiyam, v'choshkein tzores achayis zekuke, Yohi amaitoni cholat. So why does it say cholat? You will be able to be miyabn the tzorah.